Your right hand, worship. Father God, I praise you for being so worthy. I praise you, Lord, for being here with us today. And I praise you, Lord, that you dwell within us when we choose to repent and believe. God, I thank you for abundant life that we can have with you. And I thank you, God, that you give us more than we need and expect and can ask for. And Lord, I just pray a blessing over this place and throughout the community center. And I know there's others here today, and I just pray your blessing would be poured out, that your spirit would move in this building, and that people who have ears to hear would hear and know that you are God and you are King.
Hope of the Nations.
Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in its circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in your way trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead. You rose from the dead, conquering fear.
Father, what an amazing thing that you did all this for us, and all you ask of us is that we believe.
I just, when you pray that, it's like, I just hear Jesus saying, just trust me. Just trust me.
In the presence of a holy God.
Thank you.
holy, holy God, how majestic is your name. And I am changed in the presence of a holy God.
The one that really matters.
Just thinking of that word holy this week. There's only one thing use the word holy with, and that's God. There is nothing else, any other word in our vocabulary you can attribute to different things. I'm not going to explain it right, but there's only one thing that adequately, not even adequately, that word can be used for, and that's God himself. But it's amazed by that. We have access to that.
Bye.
Lord God, I look at those words of the first verse there, and it's not true enough in my life, and I think I can say in our lives, but we want that to be true of us, where we can feel you so close to us, we can feel your presence all around, and so much so that just fall before you, fall on our knees before you. Lord, we want to draw closer and closer, and I know that this is your heart as well.
Father, I just confess that so often other things matter more than we do to you.
Almost there. Candace was talking about.
I haven't practiced this because it just came to me this morning, but it's very cool because, like when Candace, I just had said to Craig earlier, I thought that word's almost there, just that's what came to me, that, oh, yeah, it's so important.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you that I hear you saying that over us, that we're almost there. And thank you that it's your heart and your longing for us to come to you. Thank you that you are helping us do that. I praise you, Lord God.
During that song, I could see angels dancing around and flowing robes, and I could see almost that they're piecing Jesus together in the womb, almost like knitting it, as they were just going around and celebrating.
I just was asking Abby, I think there are angels here. Can you see them? And she said, yeah. And I said, where are they? Here. And I asked her how many there were. Two. Mm-hmm. Lord, give us eyes to see.
One thing that's been going through my head all morning is that he chose to come down and tabernacle with us, and it wasn't a begrudging choice, but like he desired to come down because he loves us. That's just been going on in my head.
Oceans.
Call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the midst. keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours, and you are my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is.
think I have a tongue. Parani konara sturani kanara. Pondira nastara nakandi. Parani sturana kandi no na. Parani konara nisturani kanda. Oni na nastara. Kandira nastarani kandi no nasturani. Ani no nastara. Parani kanara nistora. Ani na nidini. Oni na nastara ni konara. Parani sturana nakandi.
A picture of a woman in a labor room, and is a hospital gown, and in between contractions, and just sweat. Like she's just, her hair was just almost matted with sweat, but it was in between contractions, and it's like the husband speaking tenderly to her and gently to her.
I just got the impression of Jesus just is pouring out his love on us, and it's such a simple message. He just desires for us to love him back, and then it's simple, but it's difficult. We have a sinful nature, and today we're going to be sharing communion together, and so I just also got this passage which I want to read to you also. So in the same way he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. And so I just encourage all of us to examine our hearts. He's just asking us to love him, but in loving him, that is also listening to the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is convicting us of sin, then we need to repent.
Yeah, I'm just getting two words, healing and love.
I surrender. Almost by way of confession, it's feel like I need to sing this. God, I'm sorry where I'm not surrendered. Yeah, it's really weird. So, yeah, Friday night, didn't take long, but, you know, was able to worship during the thing at Heritage, and yeah, took a little bit to get used to just the atmosphere and the situation, but this morning I feel like I'm really battling up against, the last song, took my guitar off because it felt like it was armor stopping me from receiving. So the prayer was, and I put it back on, like, God, this is your armor that you've given to me.
Surrender. drench my soul with mercy and grace. I'm full, I hunger and thirst, I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now, speak to me now. I surrender, I surrender. I wanna know you more, I wanna know you more. I surrender, I surrender. I wanna know you more, I wanna know you more. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more.
Holy wedding day.
So during this song then, I just thought when we were going to sing this song, we will just give a communion ritual and just take that time to take communion with each other. It really tells that story. Purchasing. And, I already read the passage. As she was reading, I just thought that when this thought came to me, when we sang this song, that
I got this picture of when you're seeing the ocean of individual standing there asking for more and being ready for more, and then thinking of singing Holy Wedding Day after that, and all of a sudden there's one person standing by, they're all just surrounded by the rest of the body, and just that picture of the bride being ready for Jesus. So
the story of the Son of God hanging on a cross for me, but it ends with a bride and groom and a wedding by God's sea. Oh death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be there singing holy, holy. Yeah.